top five, if you can. And mine is kind of shifted around this week. There's a couple songs that I left off. If you follow the show on Instagram, or primarily Instagram, I think some of it bleeds over to Facebook, but I left out Mr. Crowley, left off Diary of a Madman, the title track. And I probably would have thrown that in there, taken a couple things out. What would you say, number five for you, Ozzy Solo?
Number five, and as I said, I'm not really going to have any hits on this. Of course, we've already talked about Road to Nowhere and Osmosis and all that. So number five is kind of a deep track, and I believe a bonus track from a reissue of Blizzard of Oz. It's called You Looking at Me, Looking at You.
Oh, and nice.
Yeah, this song just fucking rocks. Great little rocking riff that Brandy does. Good little intro solo. Ozzy's screaming, and I love the song. Moving on to the album Diary of a Madman, there's a great ballad on there called Tonight that just gets me every time I hear it. Again, Randy has a great solo, great chorus, great soaring chorus by Ozzy. Just another one of his underrated ballads. I don't think that was ever released as a single. So we've already talked about Shot in the Dark. So moving on will be another deep track off of No Rest for the Wicked, and that is going to be Devil's Daughter. And this is is Zakk Wylde's debut as Ozzy's guitar player. And the song rocks, and the guitar solo in this song, I mean, almost reminds me of the Cemetery Gates solo that Dimebag does. But it's obviously not the same style. Cemetery Gates is more of a ballad, and this one is a straight-ahead rocker. But the way Zakk kind of slowly comes in, builds up, and then towards the end of the solo just lets it rip. It gets me every time. So we're up to number four now.
I think number three, was that?
Yeah, because I had You Looking at Me, Tonight, Devil's Daughter.
Well, maybe we're number two.
Okay, number two. This is the fourth pick. This one is going to be off of Bark at the Moon. I don't know why I've always liked this song. I mean, it's kind of goofy sounding, but I've always liked Slow Down.
Love it.
Bark at the Moon. Yeah. Reminds me of an old friend of mine. He's sadly no longer with us. We used to play this song, and he'd look at you and start pointing, "Slow down.
You're moving way too fast.
Yeah. And I mean, the song is goofy as shit, but I don't know. I love it. So that's number two. Number one, I think, is obvious. It's very timely, and it's re-entered my playlist, and that's Mama, I'm Coming Home. I think that is going to go down as his signature song. I think his live version of it at the Back to the Beginning was so powerful. I had tears in my eyes watching it. I think that's going to be his signature song, and just what a powerful song. Mid-tempo ballad off what I consider to be his best album, No More Tears. It just has new meaning, but I love it, and it'll probably stay in my playlist moving forward. So that's my top five.
I love the deep cuts. I'm a sucker for deep cuts.
Oh yeah.
Mine, I drew up a top 10, and I'm gonna race through the runners up. But this was I scratched this out. I think Tuesday night last week or the next night, so it was fresh on my mind. I think I'll shuffle around 3, 2, and 1 a little bit. But like I said, love Mr. Crowley and Diary of a Madman. Those are just outside of my top 10. Dreamer is a runner-up. I remember listening to that one with you on the stereo late at night around the time that album was released.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. That was a good one. Running Out of Time, I forgot about that one. That's a good ballad from that record as well.
Yeah. So Tired is a runner-up.
All right.
I listened to it again today. I think Ozzy did a lot with a little on this one. It sounds experimental for the sake of, I guess, just being experimental. That doesn't appear to be any guitars on the track. It's just orchestral sounds and drums, I guess.
It does have a good guitar solo in it, but yeah, it's a lot of piano and orchestra music.
You're right. There is a guitar solo. I don't know. Is there a rhythm guitar, or is it just buried in the mix?
I think it's buried in the mix.
Yeah. Steal Away the Night just one of my early favorites from when I got my own Blizzard of Oz CD around 1999. And we'll have to touch on our time at that first apartment as well.
Yeah.
Fire in the Sky is a runner up. That's
a great song.
That's an introduction from you, thanks to, you know, one of the many mix CDs that you made.
Yeah.
You Can't Kill Rock and Roll.
Classic.
So, getting into number five, Desire from the No More Tears album.
Great song. I listened to it this weekend.
I just wore it slap out, for lack of a better description, back then. I played it so frequently at such a high volume in my car, mostly. That's usually, over the years, I've been an earbud guy for maybe 5% of the total time I've been listening to music. So a lot of it is just in front of the stereo or in the car. And I put Desire and really all of No More Tears on the shelf for close to 20 years, largely. I was thinking about this today, but Ozzy's catalog, or the Ozzy sound, for me, I started really getting into his music at the dawn of the century, and there was just so much stuff flooding the zone back then. Of course, Metallica is my favorite band, but
right.
You know, a lot of things turning my attention in a different path, but coming back to it, I got the goosebumps again. I love Zach's solo and the way it starts out. It kind of, the opening notes of his solo kind of reminds me of like something that Chuck Berry might crank out.
Yeah, absolutely. There's something, I don't know, that album to me is one of those few where every song on there could have been a hit, could have been a single.
Yeah.
I can listen to it front to back. I don't really ever get tired of any of the songs on there, even, you know, like No More Tears or, you know, Mr. Tinker Train or something that you've heard a bunch of times.
Yeah, and lyrically, I love the statement. It's just something only Ozzy can put out there. I know he and Lemmy co-wrote several songs in this record. This might be one of them. But basically saying it drives everybody crazy. It drives them crazy, and we can imagine who they are back in the late 80s, mm-hmm. early 90s, that I won't be cool. Yeah. I won't tone it down.
Yeah.
And I just love where he says, I always knew what I wanted to be. I knew for sure, you know, I wanted to be on top of the world, I guess.
What a, just a driving riff on the back of that.
Yeah. And
heavy, heavy guitar sound that Zach uses.
Moving along, we already talked about it, but Old LA Tonight is my number four.
Great, great thing.
Number three, and I'm going to shuffle up. If you guys have seen my top 10, I'm shuffling up 3, 2, and 1 as the week has gone on. I'm going to move Road to Nowhere to number 3. And this is real. It's kind of still the headspace that I'm in, Robert. I'm real top heavy with the ballads.
Yeah.
So Road to Nowhere until I heard what'll be my, actually, I'm going to keep number 1 the same, but until I heard the next song, number 2, it was my favorite ballad. See You on the Other Side.
Great song. He had a lot of ballads if you go back and look at his catalog.
Yeah.
An insane number of ballads. You know, I mean, with a lot of the hair bands, I mean, you might have one ballad on a album. He had several.
Yeah, and he probably could have done more.
You could do a double box set of just his ballads.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Robert, how about just hearing this? I'm guessing you've played this song this week. Leaving, I Hate to See You Cry. Grieving, I Hate to Say Goodbye. Dust and Ash Forever. Though I know we must be parted, as sure as stars are in the sky, I'm going to see you when it comes to glory, and I'll see you on the other side. You know, I think you could apply this song to Randy Rhoads. I know he was very close with Randy Castillo, who died of cancer in the early 2000s, his touring drummer, I believe.
Yeah, and Randy but he also played on No Rest for the Wicked and No More Tears.
I just love Randy Castillo and his playing style. And the first time that I saw Motley Crue, I think it was the first time in 99, Castillo was supposed to be the touring drummer. And because he was sick and it was kind of a late development that he wasn't going to be able to perform. Samantha Maloney from Hole,
of all bands, yeah,
played with Crew, and she was spectacular that night at, I believe it was, Oak Mountain Amphitheater.
I know we saw them at Lakewood with the Scorpions on that tour, but it might have been before Randy got sick. I can't remember if she was on there or not. I remember she played, they did a tour, I think, before they got back with Tommy, and I think she was on it. And I think that might have been at Oak Mountain as well.
Yeah.
We may be thinking of the same concert.
Well, you haven't heard me say this on this show before. Other people have said, hey, Dan, I got to run. It's been great, but I am getting very close on time. I've got to go pick up my boys, but not going to shut it down until I reveal number one, Goodbye to Romance.
Wow.
And for me, Robert, this is, again, is See You on the Other Side a little more polished, a little more of a seasoned Ozzy performance? Yes, it is. Goodbye to Romance. I love my connection with anybody, whatever music you listen to, you draw back on the memories. And I remember listening to the Blizzard of Oz album, going up, was it Claremont, to the old apartment?
Yeah.
You know, driving to and from downtown or Southside at night. And I was listening to that record, Hail to England, listening to some Social Distortion. I had a pretty good mix of stuff back then.
You did. I remember that Social Distortion CD.
Yeah, was getting into rock and roll, and had a girlfriend that loved Everclear. I actually saw Everclear in concert and thought they were great live.
You had a couple of their CDs. I never could get into them.
Yeah.
But you got in some weird 90s alternative rock.
Well, I
peppered into your metal.
Yeah, still love The Verve, Richard Ashcroft, love his solo records. But yeah, so I go back, you know how you just remember very random memories.
Yes.
From one summer night, 1999, driving down Claremont, blasting Goodbye to Romance. And you've learned the lyrics. Any song that you've learned the lyrics, and you're just one arm. It sound like Dixieland, yeah. Delight. One arm on the wheel, windows rolled down. I remember, Robert, when we were kids, you drew a picture or a painting, and it was like hair blown in the wind, pretty girl on my side, and the music playing. You remember that?
Yes, I do.
This is more like 12 or 13 or maybe younger, but I always liked that because that's. It embodies the, you know, just the fun of being a teenager or 20 or 21, and you're just getting into just rocking out and being on your own time, going to a party, going to see your girlfriend, and listening to the music that you love. But yeah, Robert, we could keep going on and on. I love these experiences, and I really wanted to bring you on the show to let everybody know, but also to thank you for getting me into this type of music. And I'm not an Ozzy Osbourne fan unless I'm Robert McArdle's brother and the time that we had growing up.
That really makes my day. That means so much.
Yeah, well, it's true.
I'm happy to help.
Because who knows which lane I would have gone down if not for your love for this music. And let's just end on this note, going back to Ozzy and his drug problems back in the late 70s, and we could have lost him then, but the way that it all ended, yes, we're sad, and it's okay to kind of feel that way, because we've lost our king.
Yeah, pretty much.
The king, the prince of darkness, the prince. But it's all right. The story is, it's complete.
Yeah, it's sad, but... Man, I go back to it. What a way to go. And his music will live on. I mean, and hopefully my kids will be listening to it. Your kids will be listening to it. And maybe we'll get some good Ozzy tribute bands that'll come to the vinyl room or something. Because, I mean, that's what we have now.
Yes. And I'm glad you mentioned that, Robert, because what we were talking about earlier, and if you got a couple $100 every year that you're setting aside, or maybe it's 500 or 1,000 to go to some of these big budget, big production concerts, do it. by all means.
Absolutely.
But don't snooze on some of these tribute acts. You've heard me talking to Sean Perry from the Four Horsemen, Vinyl Music Hall. They put on a great performance, and he's got a really relatable story, really opened up like a book.
Yeah, and you sort of get to relive seeing a band in its prime. I know it's not the real Metallica, but it felt like I was at a Metallica show in the late 80s or early 90s.
Well, one thing they do, and we were there together last time,
yeah.
But I look forward to when they play Seek and Destroy. That's where you really suspend disbelief, and
right.
You feel like it just really might be 1983, and here you are, because they've got all the...
Hey, Dan, do you have Faith Key in your house?
And that's... My wife is asking me... She can hold out no longer. Hold on a second.
It's under the mat. I left it under the mat there.
Well, go. I know you got to go. Go make her happy.
Yeah. Well, this has been fantastic. And hey, let's do it again sometime.
Absolutely.
Where I'm officially into a new season of Dan Time. And for those of you listening, no, I'm not going to give you a few nuggets every week. It's just going to be when I've got the time to shoot something out to you. And it won't just be anything. I'm not going to do an episode for the sake of doing one. It's for your enjoyment. So, had a lot of fun here, Robert. Always loved talking about bands, and I was been looking forward to this. Unfortunately, the reason for doing this, I've been sad about it, but the opportunity for you and I to share our memories has been a lot of fun.
This was a lot of fun for me as well, and I can't wait to do it again, hopefully under better circumstances for somebody else.
Agreed.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks for listening, folks. Follow the show at Dan Time Pod. If you're on social media, tell a friend about it. Some of the shows there's video components on YouTube. You can follow me there and leave a review if it's not too much to ask. Maybe you never listened to Ozzy Osbourne and all this commotion and your social media feed is like, what is, can I see something besides Ozzy? And it's driving you nuts. Well, maybe you need to go check out the No More Tears album and find out what we're talking about, what everyone's been talking about. He's not the caricature that maybe you thought he was. These are some amazing songs. So hopefully we gave you some good direction today. Thanks, Robert, for doing this. We'll connect again soon.
All right, absolutely. Take care.
All right, you too. Thanks for listening. Have a great week, folks.